Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Port Trend Blazers. That's courtesy of Johnny Davis. I'm Jack. That's Miles. This is what's trending on this, our last episode before the Thanksgiving holidays.
What's the holiday going to look like, really?
I don't know. I guess a lot of people are, I think there's going to be a lot of bad food served based on what is trending, because there's a lot of, like, half-assed last second how to make turkey, how to make apple pie.
Turkey not thawing is the one thing people are searching about. Like, what do you mean not thawing? Like, and also, when did you take it out? Because it's going to take a minute.
It takes a while, gang.
And don't put a frozen-ass turkey in a deep fryer, because I'm sure, God, can you imagine the people this year? Because it always happens. People putting frozen turkeys into a deep fryer and you get a fucking fireball that comes out and like explosion. It seems like there's a lot of first-time chefs, Thanksgiving chefs. I wonder if that's going to affect the turkey fireball occurrence at all this year. But
just going off like a down a street, like a just all over a neighborhood, like a firework finale. But I feel like this year, especially because people probably were like, "Well, let's see how things are," like up until the last minute. Now they're like, "Oh, we can't leave our house. Let's try and slap something together here."
It's I went to the supermarket last night and I was fully prepared for, you know, a Children of Men style scene, something of like the post of like the apocalypse. And I was surprised there was no line to get in the store. It was less full than normal. I don't know if it was a thing where, like you're saying, people, maybe today is when the fucking rubber hits the road, because now they're like, fuck it. All right, we got to, I don't know, just go buy some stuffing in a turkey breast and we'll figure out how to microwave it. So,
yeah,
I don't know. Good luck to everybody.
Shout out to Boston Market.
Oh, that's right. You going to Boston Market?
Nah, we're going
to. Damn, you really sold me that.
Well, that's what we were. So it's between Boston Market, or my aunt lives down the street and she is going to have us over in her backyard. They do a real like separated thing where we like sit at separate tables. She's like, I've been cooking for weeks. You can't
Like, cannot weeks? Is the food now. Still good? Oh, damn it. I didn't think about that. Let me check really quick. All right. Can you get a turkey? And I didn't think mashed potatoes went bad, but they are stinking.
She's a great cook, though. Shout out to Aunt Carolyn, yeah. My godmother.
Shout out, Carolyn.
If
you're
cooks.
Able to do that shit outside, I was like on the news this morning, it was like they were fielding questions like about Thanksgiving directly to like a doctor. And they're like, we're doing a thing. I know we're not supposed to combine households, but we're keeping separate tables for different households. And we're outside with more than 10 feet between. And they're like, yeah, I mean, and like, I think these people were saying like, we have 20 feet between like our communal tables between the different households. And the doctor was like, that's probably the only way you could do something right now is to be that far apart and masked. He's like, the only issue is, what does it mean like when you're done eating? Like, you still scream from across the yard? Can you keep that distance? How long are you in the bathroom?
We did my 40th birthday over there, and it was, you know, they're real. They do everything. They believe in science, apparently. They are rare for their generation because they believe in science. Well, let's talk about what's on everybody's mind.
What else is
heading into this holiday? Clifford the Big Red Dog. They released a teaser for this live action Clifford the Big Red Dog, and when I tell you that this just looks like a golden retriever who's drenched in blood, not even
blood. I don't even know what the. I feel like this is the one thing, right? It's a kid's book, but this was a kid's book that we're still in that generation where we know Clifford the Big Red Dog. Like, I learned how to read books with Clifford the Big Red Dog. And to see this monstrosity put before me for this live action film, 'tis no Clifford the Big Red Dog. This is some kind of imposter. And I feel like
it's
if
like
you're going to do it,
purplish almost.
It all depends on how, also if your monitor is calibrated in a different like color spectrum, you might think this shit could look brown to you. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're going to do this, go fully in. This shit should be fire red. It should be stop sign red, not something that you think is naturally occurring. Already, we're dealing with something that doesn't occur in nature, which is the fact that it's Clifford the Big Red Dog.
It's supposed to be the size of a house. It's not supposed to be like a conceivably a dog that could conceivably have existed. Like, it's big. It's about as big sitting down as a human is standing up. And that's not big enough. Like, Clifford needs to be able to peer into my second story window and I only see one of his eyes.
Yeah, like some fucked up this? Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
You know, what
except
the fuck?
Like, friendly.
I'm trying to think, when was the last book out? Because...
Okay, I mean, so, we still, like, I don't know if
I think
these are
but
new.
You're looking at OG books, right? You got to
right,
be looking
probably,
at OG
yeah.
material. Like, the books themselves, I mean, that started, what, back in, I don't even know. But shout
they've
out
been
to,
around for a while, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, 1963 was the first one. By Norman
Ridwell.
They're written Ridwell.
Like that, too.
Yeah, totally.
They're pretty dumb, I'm not going to lie. Like, reading back over them, like, they are among... Like, Dr. Seuss still slaps. Like, that dude was...
at least he had bars.
Talented. Yeah, he had bars. Clifford the Big Red Dog is a dumb book, objectively. Like, there are... You can do far better than Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Well, the whole rub of it was that it was a big red dog, and it didn't... Nothing else mattered, aside from being like, I don't know, I'm just going to draw this dog way bigger than the other stuff, and that's a kid's
some
book.
Children... Some children ride the bus to the aquarium, and some children ride Clifford. That's like one of the pages of of the books. Like, that's,
you know, again, I don't mean to keep coming back to this, but this is trash. This is nonsense. You know, the shame on the people, the development people at Paramount, because I know what you're doing. I know, don't think I don't know what you're doing. You're doing this as a play to millennial Gen Xer parents who will be like, oh, fuck it. I know this IP, actually. That's interesting. And now I have children. Maybe it's a win-win situation. But you have already lost a customer, Paramount Pictures, because this is not Clifford. And it just so is, I don't know. I don't
is there
know
any way
this
is on purpose?
It.
Like, the way that the Sonic thing? Because they made the exact same mistake as Sonic. Sonic, they tried to make him, Like, they were holding themselves to some weird concept of reality, like what a Sonic the Hedgehog's eyes would look like.
Right.
And then people had to be like, no, he needs the big cartoon eyes that are connected in the middle, dum-dum. And, like, this also feels like they just took... I mean, that's what they did. They took an actual dog and just, like, used computers to make it look big. And
yeah,
it's, and like, kind of red. Like, I'm, rust.
Yeah. So
it's rust. It's not fire.
You think it's that you get the outrage machine going to get more buzz, and
then you
swap it out. I mean, or if they're following it, they're teasing the version that isn't going to be in the film to get that response and be like, all right, we heard you. Here's the actual movie. It's already ready. Don't worry about it. Okay, we kind of
was Sonic also Paramount?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was. Sonic the Hedgehog premiered at the Paramount Pictures studio lot on January 25th, 2020. They are
fucking up.
Or they have a very obvious playbook that they get people interested by
making
a very dumb version. I think we're getting Sonic again.
If they're trying to Sonic me, bro, I'm done with Paramount. I'm done.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me right now. The year is already tense enough, and you want to fuck around with depictions of one of my gods, Clifford the Big Red Dog. You know, dog backwards is God. So
yeah.
Don't play around, Paramount. Don't play around.
Yeah, yeah. And Big Red is an anagram for something. Mm-hmm. Raj. Raj? Anyways, Maradona is trending. Maradona is trending because the GOAT.
Yeah.
Is he the GOAT? Like, he's like one
yeah,
of the best?
I mean, it all
one of the great.
That's a contentious thing. It's like
at the beautiful game.
Is it Pele because he's like the first dude to dominate, but he was playing in a different era, like with a different skill set? Maradona's the same way, completely different skill. He was playing like with a modern skill set in the 70s and 80s. I don't know. It all depends. I mean, I definitely consider him one of the greatest, you know, footballers ever. Check the receipts, check the highlight tapes. He's making people, he looked like he was coming from another dimension back then.
Right.
He was just ahead of his time. I don't think there's
RIP to
everyone, you know, it's too relative. It's like, I don't want to get into that too. Cause you know, who knows where people's allegiances lie, but I do 100% respect to El Diez, the Big Ten, because yeah, there's not a single modern footballer who is not going to list Maradona as like one of their top people. So
why is he called El Diez?
Because he's number 10 and they're just like giving a reference to like he is the 10 and or Dios. So sometimes they just call him God because he is
the God.
He has, I mean, especially in South America, man, like he is revered all over. And he has a very much like a populist appeal too, because he's very very open to left wing politics throughout his lifetime.
Yeah.
Like was, you know,
amazing. He made it
Fidel
60,
Castro
then.
Tattoo on his like leg. And he like when, you know, the Pope was like talking about how he was afraid of, you know, people being underfed. He was like, Maradona literally told the Pope, he's like, well, your ceilings are covered in gold. Why don't you sell that? And then you helped kids out. So, you know, like he's, you know, he grew
Shout
up very, very rough too. Like with nothing, you know, like very, like literally fucking nothing. So that, I think, instilled in him like a feeling of like, you know, wanting to pull up for the people. Look, he also has some controversial shit, too. You know, nobody's perfect. So he's just a character. You know, he loved drugs. He loved it all.
Yeah.
But it would all happen because he had like a subdermal hematoma, I believe was the thing. Subdural hematoma. And
subdermal. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, below your skin.
yes, most hematomas are.
This, yes. Otherwise, it's just called bleeding. But yeah. He had to go in for that, and they said the surgery was successful. And then a week later, they said he died of a heart attack. So
that's wild.
Yeah, it's yeah, a big deal. I mean, I can only imagine for, you know, I know I'm looking at people who are like big fans of like Argentina and like, or their families are from Argentina. They're from Argentina themselves. I mean, this is Kobe dying for them plus more, like plus times 10, because he's, you know, he got them their World Cup, and the English will never forget that, the hand of God, as it was.
Yeah.
Called.
So that's like the one moment that I know about from his career, other than just knowing he's a bad motherfucker, was like that he did like a handball, like
kind of. Yeah, exactly. Just a little bit, look like a header, but I'm gonna just punch it in right past the keeper. that was in the 86 World Cup. Yeah. And that it's, you know, I think he coined it too. He's like, nah, that was the hand of God. So he's cheeky, man.
Yeah, yeah. That's dope. Speaking of cheeky, I think Dan Rather is drunk as we're recording this because this man is trending for just like coming out with all sorts of strange, not really strange, just like he just is on one. And I don't really associate Dan Rather with being on one. Let me figure out what he's.
These tweets are definitely like old man, like somebody, it's like somebody grab Dan Rather real quick and see what's up with him, because it's not like problematic, but it's a weird energy that I can't imagine Dan Rather being drunk and
talking. I am thankful for you, all of you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, all right, Dan.
I know there are a lot of favorite seasonal pies this time of year, but my favorite, hands down, is cherry. I'm prepared to agree to disagree with many of you. Okay.
Okay. What about the other ones? Like, for some reason, I find myself humming the lyrics. Well, yeah, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go. What's the name of that song again? Yeah, and then, like, that's the laughing one emoji. Yo, yeah, Dan. Yo, go live real quick. Go on live, Dan. Let us see you. What's going on? Are you smoking? Did you have an edible? What is happening?
Right.
I mean, he's definitely vibing. Yeah.
He's definitely vibing for sure.
Yeah.
And people are feeling feeling him.
He's just a good, I mean, were you doing more Brokaw than Rather as you were?
I think I probably was. Yeah.
What is, because Rather, he's just kind of, like, there's, Brokaw's more fun.
Yeah, Brokaw sounds like gives you something to work with. Hold on. Yeah. But
you don't know. I mean, Dan Rather's fucking lit. Check out his Twitter right now. It's a fucking mess.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, Brokaw.
Shout out
who
to
was
Dan
that,
Rather.
Broke ass? Fuck him.
Fall him for a CIA op where that ended his career. Because the Bush family, everything good that ever happened to the Bush family, CIA conspiracy.
Oh, you know, that was another thing Maradona did. Bush 2 was in power and came to Argentina, he was out there protesting it with a shirt that says Stop Bush and the S's were swastikas.
Yo.
And he was also like, I hate everything from America. He's like, it's imperialism. And I'm like, damn. All right, keep that low, though. Most people over here don't get what that is yet.
So,
he was on some shit, man. I mean, that could also have been like mid, you know, Coke bender, too.
Right. So he was a Coke boy?
He definitely abused some drugs. He was definitely messing around with some drugs. He had some issues with that he was struggling with. But yeah, just kind of, you know. 60 years old. That's all. That's not a very long life. I mean,
yeah, that's not
a given, but like, shame.
And then Nick Saban is trending because he has tested positive for COVID again. The most famous college football coach and my favorite actor based on his Affleck performance.
What?
Have you seen that commercial?
No.
Oh, man. It's just one of those things where, like, a sports, you just see the struggle of the director of that commercial just trying coax a performance out of this guy.
Right, whose main mode of travel, of talking, is yelling at, like, young men to be more aggressive.
Yeah. My sense is that they had to give him a hit of, like, laughing gas because he's got, like, kind of a goofy vibe about him in the commercial. But yeah, well, one of our great actors and a very successful football coach.
Right.
College football is just like, yeah, fuck it.
Well, that whole attitude, wasn't Saban the one being like, well, most of the boys had it already over the summer.
Yeah.
So we're going to just keep going for it. And it's like, yeah. And now you it's part two, the remix to Ignition. And now you have symptoms. What are you doing, sir? But.
Yeah, he's symptomatic. It's almost as if the people who have been pushing young men to damage their brains for the past 20 years are not the best people to listen to during this national global pandemic.
Yeah, someone whose whole ethos is fight through it or fuck that.
Yeah, suck
get
it up,
pussy. Like,
yeah,
you ain't going to be very, you're not going to listen to a doctor when they're like, what do you mean, an invisible men? No. Sack it up, Fauci.
All right. That is going to do it for this whole week.
Yeah.
We are back on Monday with the whole ass episode of the show.
Oh, but before that, make sure you take advantage of the sale on TeePublic on our merch store. Gear up for the holidays. Get you something for your loved ones, for the Zeitgang in your life. The merch on there is on sale. You can get it all on the low. So head over to teepublic.com/thedailyzeitgeist. And cop some.
Just send the link to your loved ones.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Send the link to your loved ones. Be like, yo.
In XL, with the Zeitgang mask, please, now. The flower pattern, because this shit is dope.
Anyways, do that. Be kind to yourself by sending that link out and getting some swag. Be kind to each other. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Stay inside.
Yep.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
No.
And we'll be back on Monday. Let y'all know. Bye.
Bye. Zeitgang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.